could turn into a cat. There may be a toad in your bass guitar, or your sister could turn into a bat. Christmas time brings the snow, summer time brings the sun, but on Halloween your blood begins to run.
Something spooky is going down. Hello, everybody, and welcome to another episode of Stand By Your Band. I should have come up with something spooky, like a fun wordplay. Tommy, you got anything?
Stand by your boo.
Boo, indeed.
I don't know. There's not a lot of...
Yeah, it's hard. Oh, what? There's got to be something there. We should have thought of this before the show.
Haunted nightstand by your band.
That's good. Let's welcome our guest, Joe Rumrill.
Hey, how's it going? Guys, stand by your severed hand.
Oh, amazing. Come on. That's amazing. It is.
This is why we bring you in.
Maybe it's crawling around.
Yeah, it's like idle
grabbing
hands.
Grabbing at your leg or something.
Devin Sawa.
Have we talked about... I feel like we've talked about idle hands on this show multiple times or never. I'm not sure.
It definitely wasn't once.
Definitely not once.
It certainly wasn't once.
I love in that... So that was a Tim Curry Halloween song. That's from some movie or something.
It says the worst witch, which is Hillary Clinton.
Oh my gosh.
Sorry, we've decided to go alt-right on the show. We should have told you.
I feel like the last time I was on this, you guys were also alt-right, too. Well, you guys just bring it out when I come around?
Because
you know what? That's the spookiest thing you could do.
That's true.
Your friend's suddenly turning alt-right.
Oh, that's true. It's like a new zombie movie.
Yes.
That'd be pretty good.
You wake up and all your friends are...
They're like, I'm starting to lack empathy.
That's about as scary as a dog turning into a cat, which was the first example of what could happen.
What do you think is scarier, a dog turning into a cat or your sister turning into a bat?
I would say the latter.
Yeah. Oh, is that
I would,
right?
I would also say that.
I like, though, that he identifies the three times of year as Christmas time, summer, and Halloween.
Halloween, of course. The three seasons.
And also, the Halloween is when your blood starts flowing.
Like, right.
You better hope that your blood's flowing through Christmas and summer, too.
No. Lots of people awaken at Halloween. They come alive in their caskets, and it's very tragic.
Right. Joe, do you have a scary Twitter name?
No.
Are you opposed to that?
I'm not opposed to it, but I'm also don't put enough work, I feel like, into it.
So you turn your nose up at that sort of thing, is what you're saying.
I mean, yeah, I guess I do. Well, no, because I don't, like, begrudge you guys for it. You guys did...
Tommy, did you do one?
I was Tommy McNascaria.
That's a great
one. That's great.
Briefly, and then I saw one tweet making fun of the Halloween Twitter names and quietly changed it back. Because I'm very...
You know what?
Who did it? Who done it?
I don't even remember.
I've got a better name for you. How about Tommy Boo?
I mean, how about that one? I'm more insecure than Issa Rae. You guys know that about me.
But I mean, I have a stupid handle anyway. So
Two-ton Buck.
Yeah.
What is that?
It's a band. When I started Twitter, I wasn't in comedy. I was in music, and that was the name of my band. And I just never changed it. And now I think someone else has at Joe Rumrill.
Damn.
Oh, wow.
Is it like somebody doing you?
I tried to switch it and they wouldn't let me have that. They said that handle's already taken.
Wow.
But I also haven't searched it or anything. So
we should search it.
Please. I would love to.
All right, let's see what this Joe Rumrill's up to.
I would
Joe
love
to, up
to have that.
This is
going to
be your tethered.
If only to just like not have some weirdo have it.
Yes.
Have this, I want this weirdo that I am to have it.
Are you a big Halloween man?
I'm a big holiday man, I feel like. I feel like I am more of a Christmas guy. I feel like that sort of time of
That's your favorite
more.
Season?
That would be my favorite season, you know? My blood starts to flow. but Halloween, I don't like the pressure of having to come up with like a cool, funny costume now that I'm in comedy, though.
So
I don't
much
know
pressure.
I wanted to talk to you guys about that. I feel like it was very fun when I was just a normal...
Yeah.
When you were just like,
that was the best. I went as Doug one year. I had a great time.
It's great.
People didn't get it. It didn't matter.
Yeah. And now I feel like you need to either come up with something that's like not that people hadn't thought.
Yeah.
Like, oh, yeah, that's great. Or it's got to be a funny like a funny costume.
Yeah.
Well, now it's the new thing, which I didn't know about until this year. Maybe this happened in previous years, but now everyone is doing this thing where they have a very specific costume and they post a picture of it next to a shot, like a picture of it on Twitter.
Yeah.
And those are just blowing up with likes.
Yeah, yeah. I will say this year I did, I knew what it was going to be the second I saw it.
Mm-hmm.
Which was, I'm a huge fan of Tim Robinson's sketch show.
For sure.
I think you should leave. And I did the T.C. Tugger
Saturday
thing.
Night Live. Tim Robinson's sketch show.
You went as a 10-to-1 sketch. You just follow around. You follow around a popular band. You go on after them.
Yeah, I went as a dress rehearsal sketch that got cut.
That's kind of scary.
That is scary. Like getting cut.
Yeah,
yeah. No, I did T.C. Tuggers, which is a shirt that has a knob on it. Mm-hmm. And I thought nobody
would. It's a brilliant costume.
I thought nobody would like it. It was a big hit at the party I went to. But I then saw our friend of the show,
Joe Quizzala,
also did that costume.
Whoa.
Very odd. And we both have our half hours coming out back-to-back, so our Instagrams are very similar.
Oh,
right,
yeah.
Now.
Interesting plug right there.
Half hour
within
coming out.
Within the first six minutes of the...
It's all about product placement nowadays, Joseph. You got to find your ways to slip it in.
Gosh.
I'll be in
I don't know if I've told this story on my podcast, Stand By Your Band, before.
plugging the thing that you have.
That is an interesting move. To plug within the show. Like, you remember back when you were watching Friends and they'd be like, boy, we should watch Friends. There was an alternate universe Friends.
I wonder what Gunther's up to.
I like the idea of a fan of this podcast also like taking note of that. Oh, I gotta listen to it, and then listening to a different episode like at the same time.
So by the way, this is so dumb that I actually am plugging this. I don't know if I said this on the last one, but I didn't realize a big part of our library wasn't available, and I made it available. So you can listen to the first like 40 episodes now when you couldn't have before. So
Gotcha. Check
out Stand By Your Band. Oh,
yeah. So the story I was going to tell is I don't know if I told this before, but one year I didn't think of a costume. So last minute, I was just like, I'm just going to be a nerd. And I put on like big, like round glasses, and I wore like a button down shirt.
Uh-huh.
And I went to this party, and like four different people were like, that is the best George Costanza costume I've ever seen.
That is so funny.
Like,
they're like, oh shit, Jabba the Hutt. I love that. Yeah. I'm a huge Star Wars guy.
That's like, yeah, I was like, if I was like, you know what, I'm not even going to like go, I'm not even going to do a costume this year, and I like show up, and people are like, Lorax. Oh my God! Yes.
Oh,
what's the deal
shit
with the Lorax.
What was the Lorax all about? He's a Seuss man, right?
About saving the
trees.
The
environment, right?
Saving the trees.
I saw it as a kid, and I was like a little too preachy for
him. He was very Green New Deal. We're all right.
Yeah, yeah. That's fake. Show me why didn't Dr. Seuss ever collab with Alex Jones?
It's a good question.
Mm-hmm. All right.
The fans are gonna they don't know what they're thinking. They are switching to that other episode that they were listening to. I can't believe you guys.
So we're gonna talk about scary Halloween.
Yes. First, really quickly, I do want to address the elephant in the room. I do still have a Twitter handle that's spooky. So
what is yours?
Mine is hello. Mine is because my name is Tom Takar, of course. Mine is time to carve
again.
Dot 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 a pumpkin.
It's very good.
People don't get it and are upset by it. I almost tweeted out like, look, this is what I'm trying to do. And then I was like, that's lamer, I think, than just leaving it as is.
You should do like an iPhone notes apology. I sincerely apologize to everyone that doesn't understand.
I'm a man who was funny enough to get an awkward Twitter handle. No one can take that away from me.
It's better than Tommy Boo. Tommy Boo.
Yeah, why'd you do that, Tommy?
Stand By Your Severed Hand was very good.
That was great. Damn. Yeah. Anyway, so... Joseph, we invited you on the show today because you made by the way, just for the completionists, I did search at Joe Rumreel and his account is suspended. So
Whoa.
It seems like he's maybe been doing something that you wouldn't want affiliated with your name. But
Whoa.
Somebody did. The only way I found him is Brett Hiker tagged him in a promo. So I hope you made it to that show.
Wow. Oh my gosh. This is weird.
Yeah.
When was that from? I can't remember the last time I was on. Or yeah, what was it? Like Power Hour or something?
That is like a bad Black Mirror episode.
Let me look here. That was from August 7th of 2014.
2014.
And the show was Greenpoint Break Comedy Show.
I don't even remember doing that. I maybe bailed on it. I don't know.
That was a highlight of your career.
No, Tommy, this is the highlight.
Who'd have thought that a show with the name playing on the movie Point Break wouldn't have changed your career?
Wow. Yeah. I've still never seen Point Break.
Me neither.
Wow, we should watch it sometime.
I would love to.
Yeah, check it out.
That's nice.
Also, since the library is open, before we start doing this episode, check out Joe's last episode with Andy Tischer talking about They Might Be Giants.
Oh, yeah.
We talked about this recently as one of the episodes
where
that
we actually liked the band.
And turned us on to it. The songs you guys played on those.
Nice. That's good. That's great. Wait, what's one other band that you guys ended up liking?
ABBA is a classic one for me that
ABBA's
I wasn't really into.
Gotcha. Yeah, ABBA rules.
Yeah, what else? Lou Bega.
What? We just did Lou Bega.
The opposite.
Who defended Lou Bega?
Brittany Carney. It's a great app. Nice. If you haven't listened, get over there. It's a good time.
Wow.
Mambo's
number 1 through 4 are also good.
Yes.
I'm sure you made that joke 12 times.
Oh, it was made
on the show. Sorry.
Before we get into the Halloween music playlist, I told Jared that we were going to do a Halloween episode, and he left the longest voicemail I think he's ever left. And
scary outcome.
The spookiest outcome of all. Let's hear Jared's thoughts. I set this up before I plugged the thing in, so it's
scared,
a lot of buildup.
Scared Thompson of Frankenstein.
That's great.
Yeah.
All right, let's hear Jared's thoughts. I got to plug this in.
Wow.
God damn, what a mess I am, I tell you. Where is he? Jared Thompson. All right. This is our friend info of the podcast, Jared, in beautiful Bloomington, Indiana, where we will be doing a live episode of the podcast the
29th.
Day after Thanksgiving.
Yeah. Friday,
yes,
November
Black
29th.
Friday.
And then the 30th, we'll be there also. So
we'll be doing a little Tom and Tommy and Friends. We'll have some of
Boy, with all the plugs friends. That are going on, you guys could revive Frankenstein's monster.
All right, here's Jared.
What's up, y'all? It's This Week's They Went to Jared. The boys are going to have a guest on discussing Halloween music. I'm pretty into Halloween music myself. I have quite a bit of like Halloween mixes that I've made for the Comedy Attic, and we listen to a lot of it at home with my kids. And so a lot of what you guys are going to be listening to is not necessarily what we play at the club or what is sort of like thought of as like kids Halloween music. You know, I think like Monster Mash and I Put a Spell on You and stuff like that, and even like Thriller. But he's got a really interesting playlist here. Like, I remember putting It Came Out of the Sky by Creedence on one of my Halloween mixes, and I was like, man, I'm really branching out here, because it isn't really necessarily considered a Halloween song, but it's just as much one as anything else, just, you know, in when you're talking about the subject matter. But there's a bunch of stuff on here I had never thought about using the Crystals song, Frankenstein Twist. That's a good idea. A lot of this stuff is unlistenable that he's got on here. No offense, but you know, the Dead Kennedys are just Jello Biafra's voice is just, it's just untenable. You just can't listen to it.
Maybe he's scared of it. Like,
but
you would be of a monster.
You know, some of this is really interesting. I like the Sonics. There's a bunch of stuff. I actually am going to sort of maybe make my own playlist for Wednesday night at the club based on a lot of stuff he has here. I will say this. To me, the most terrifying song in the history of music is Mr. Sandman. And it plays in, I think, Halloween 2 when they realize that he's not on the ground at the beginning of the movie. You know, I also am really into like scores, and you know, the John Carpenter Halloween scores are all great, including the most recent movie from last year. And maybe the most terrifying like non-horror movie, but just song that is just from a movie, is the main sort of scary song in Eyes Wide Shut, which is, I'm blanking on the name of it, but just the piano music in that movie is just, it just makes my skin crawl every time I hear it. And that's probably my favorite. All right. Thank you.
Thank you, Jared. Listeners to this podcast like to listen with their ears wide shut.
So wait, were none of my jokes and riffs being recorded just now? Oh, man. I popped off a bunch of them.
You should say them now.
Oh, man. I feel like I've forgotten them.
I like the last one a lot.
Oh, the last one was about halfway through that long voicemail. I said, well, it's we're doing a Thanksgiving episode by now.
Gobble, gobble. And then you called him a pirate.
Because he's going to pilfer all my playlists.
The Pirate Pilfered playlist.
Yeah.
Let's listen to the song that he referenced from your playlist to start, if that works for you.
But I also admit, I've never seen Eyes Wide Shut, so I would like to see.
Should we try? The problem is he didn't name a
That's true.
We've done too many plugs, but Tom and I did an episode of Kyle Hare's podcast, Never Seen It, about Eyes Wide Shut.
That's true, yeah.
And I'd be remiss to not bring that up.
You are right. I honestly forgot that that's what we talked about because it got so off the rails. It became much more about Detective Pikachu, spoiler alert.
So wait, the one that he liked or the one that he didn't like? Because
he hated the Dead Kennedys
song. He liked the Creedence song.
Let's play that because I want to hear. I'm intrigued.
Okay. Let me see. I've got the Eyes Wide Shut thing pulled up, so let's see if this is it. Yep.
This is Humble by Kendrick Lamar.
This sounds like one of your cats is walking across the...
Sit down. Go to the sex party.
They're creepy. They're all fucking during that.
Yeah, that's pretty scary.
That. Yeah.
That's what I imagine is happening, right?
I guess.
I don't know. We haven't seen it. Yeah. Classically.
So this Dead Kennedy song is literally a song called Halloween, and I chose it because I feel like the other song that's called Halloween that I know is by the Misfits, and I felt like that would be too obvious. So I went with a different punk band. Wait. But this is really more about, you
were in a punk band, right?
Yes, I was.
Would you say that all punk is scary?
No, I wouldn't.
Say it.
Because there's a...
I'm looking for, what is the name of this song? Sorry,
it's called Halloween.
It's just Halloween by the Dead Kennedys.
Yeah, yeah.
Why is it not showing up? Oh, I see.
Are you looking in Joe's playlist? Or are you just
I don't have your playlist pulled up. I was looking at a picture I have of it.
a picture of you?
I'm staring at a picture. Why are you play it?
I have it because I thought you guys wanted to go off of it.
We're
gonna go off on it.
Okay. That other guy went off on it. Well, he liked most of it, or maybe not most of it, but he liked some of it. Listen to this scream. I mean, one of the best guitar players in punk history, East Bay Ray.
Didn't he make Insecure?
East of Bay Ray.
Oh my god.
Two Insecure references so far. Yeah.
So many plugs.
You think Langston Kerman's ass was our guest?
So he doesn't like his voice. And you feel like shining. And you feel like you're loose. Well, what you gonna play? So it's not really like a spooky song. It's
His
more
voice
literally,
is spooky, though.
He's got it.
Be much more grating for when Jared said it was unlistenable. Like this is listenable.
Yeah.
Well, Jared has a real issue with vocalists when they don't rub them the right way.
Sure. Mm.
There's a bunch of people who he said I can't believe they're allowed to sing or whatever. But I'm not pulling the names.
Everyone should be allowed to sing, don't you think?
When you sing, you pray twice. Tommy McNamara. Close.
So that is the Dead Kennedy song, Halloween.
Yeah. So this, for what I've gathered from it, it's more about how he thinks it's a little, he thinks it's reprehensible for people to just be weird around Halloween. And that all these business types are just getting loose around Halloween when they really should be like this all year.
Oh, wow.
You know what I mean?
That makes sense.
Corporate America is
appropriating
yes.
weird culture.
Okay, wait. So you just passed me the aux cord. So that wasn't really like a spooky. That wasn't really like a spooky song. Right. It was a song about literally about Halloween.
Right.
What do you think is the spookiest song in your playlist? Let's hear that next.
Oh my God, the spookiest song on my playlist. I mean, literally scary. I don't know.
Whatever that prompt means
whatever
to you.
Spooky means to
I mean, I think this one's. I think this is a scary song, but I wouldn't say it's a Halloween song. But
what we got. Oh, Boris the
Boris
Spider.
The
I know
spider.
The song.
Any song about a spider does.
That's
scare
a creepy
me.
Riff.
I was trying to think of songs that scare me, and I was like, the Itsy Bitsy Spider should be on
Whoa,
this.
Whoa! Yeah, yeah. And this is like this is like a rock version of
the way his voice gets so low is scary.
Yeah. But again, not a Halloween song, a scary song for all the year.
Right.
That's scary.
A deep voice like that's scary. Yeah. Pretty much any Tom Waits song could go on the playlist.
You're stranded in a junkyard or something. You come upon a hammer fight.
He's got my guts.
Yeah, and it's just like got this like weird, creepy sing like nursery rhyme type like quality to it. Like when, like little kid stuff is like repurposed in a horror movie. You know?
Oh yeah. Who you got? Boris the Spider versus Octopus's Garden? As far as eight-legged songs by popular British bands.
I think they both have their charms. I guess I've never pitted them against each other.
You've never lived, brother.
Who do you got? Is that like your who are your guys?
I think I got what, Boris.
What wiggly tentacle song do you like more?
Well, how's an octopus going to be in a damn garden?
That's a good
it would
point.
Die right it away.
Die. It's not even scary there.
I think
it's out of context.
I've always seen it that the octopus owns the garden. And they are under the
They're
sea.
They're an absentee landlord?
Yeah.
That's the problem with these. That's what's ruining New York is these octopuses are buying up all the property and then jacking up the prices.
So do I pass it to Tommy now?
In a way, yeah.
Okay. I guess we're...
Because we'll listen to like six or seven songs.
Gotcha.
So I should have told you that before.
I'm going to pick like an actual like old, like truly Halloween song.
Sure.
For the next one.
Hold on a second. Or you can go ahead and play it.
So this is a song by Louis Armstrong called The Skeleton in the Closet.
Oh, my
gosh.
This? I don't think so. Anything that has that bum 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 bum. I feel like there's like three songs on this playlist.
The better ghosts and goblins always hang out. One night they threw a party.
That was party.
And they cordially invited all the gang out.
I think monsters, the concept was just created based on alcoholics. That's why they're always partying. My dad turned into the mummy.
If this song that is about a skeleton doesn't have a xylophone solo, I'm going to not count it as good.
You gotta do the fan service there.
You gotta have a xylophone solo.
When the skeleton in the closet started to dance.
It's funny how some genres lend themselves to a spooky song as well. Like I feel like jazz lends itself to a frightening song just as like surf rock or something.
Yeah,
it's easy to slip on a mask, so to speak.
My second one, I want to find. Will you tell me the name of the Bobby Buds? What Bobby Buds talks about one that was Vanilla Ice and Insane Clown Posse.
Wow, it's already very scary.
I thought it would be illegal for us to play this.
Pulled up here. Okay, it's called Born on Halloween. The sequel to Born on 4th of July.
Hey.
Okay, here we go. Vanilla Ice is born on Halloween.
Okay, this
we're starting
is,
with a Grubhub ad.
This is an ad.
Check out Grubhub.
Corporate
by the
America,
way.
The scariest thing
could ever.
There's that xylophone solo I wanted. But this is another ad.
Okay, here we are.
Is this the third ad?
No, this is it.
What it?
This is not what I expected.
This is the. Is this DreamWorks? No, this is the.
Yeah, this is.
Why is it doing this?
Is this a theme
this
to
feels
a
wrong.
Song?
But this is right.
Is this what he sent you? Or it's on
it
the
says
Facebook.
Vanilla Ice is born on Halloween.
I think we're getting fooled into something here.
3,000 likes.
can't be wrong.
Okay, this can't
this
be
this is
right.
Not
wow.
right, here.
Right. We're going to try.
I can
we
pull
just
it
got,
up. It's on my
we just
I
got
just got
pranked.
Oh, okay.
We just got we didn't get treated, we got tricked.
God, Disney's fooling everybody these days.
Disney Plus more like
this is it.
Oh wow.
God, this sucks.
But it is it's almost exactly like
this is Halloween.
What came first? It jumps right out at you. 10-3-1 the calendar. In Texas, a hellraiser's born like the Chainsaw Massacre. Hills have eyes and Texas kids. Stories about what next he did. Doctor slapped him on his. He's just rattling off a bunch of Halloween stuff. This is just a laundry. This is a laundry list of spooky things. He was a teen. Freddy Krueger on the scene. Slicing up MCs. Spitting out lyrical guillotine. Some call him psycho. The Norman Bates of hip hop. Ladies call him Alfred because they're all over his Hitchcock. The haters.
Wow. Like,
really?
With one swipe, they tear up an entire thing of paper towel.
Yeah.
This ain't the Blair Witch Project. It's livin' in the
flesh. A V-I-C-E flow, a.k.a. Is this Vanilla Ice or is this one of the... It is.
It does. It's clearly a play on This Is Halloween.
Yeah. And it's effective.
This is an assault on the senses.
I really don't like this. But I didn't expect to from the description. Oh, do you want to hear a Halloween novelty song composed by Vanilla Ice and also Insane Clown Posse? No.
Hard pass.
No, I don't.
There comes a time in every man's life when he's asked that
maybe,
question.
Maybe next year. Ask me again. Now, what's scary about the song, you guys think? The melody is a little scary.
The melody's scary for sure. Just the chaos is pretty scary.
Well, they're also just listing horror movie characters
right.
at different points, like Freddy Krueger,
Alfred Hitchcock, I think he said. But also this just sounds like a System of a Down song or something,
right.
which is bad, but not necessarily scary.
There was a time in my life when I sincerely loved System of a Down. What? It's very embarrassing.
I know. Last week.
That was a different man.
Time in your life.
Okay, so the first song I want to play is, this is just, I found this whole soundtrack to be pretty good. And I know this, again, it's pretty basic bitchy because I don't like scary movies generally, but I love the movie Get Out. I think it's great.
Right.
And they play this song in the towards the beginning of the movie when they're driving, and I found it very creepy, and I listened to it somewhat regularly, but it still creeps me out. This is Siki Liza Kwa Wahenga.
This
isn't that creepy?
Yeah,
the
absolutely.
Whispering. And then the group singing.
Lisa Traeger.
Are you guys doing a Chicago? Are you doing a Chicago version?
Yeah, yeah.
Megan Gailey.
Siki Lisa. Jokwazala. Siki Lisa. Megan Gailey. Yeah, that one's creepy, and I just I love that movie, so I like.
What movie is it?
That's Get Out.
Oh,
when they're driving
yeah.
to.
Have you seen
to
it,
her
Tommy?
Family.
Of course.
Okay.
Tommy had
just
a
checking.
Very great.
It's the movie where Elaine yells at Jerry and shoves him.
Shut up.
Wouldn't she say get out?
I think she said shut up. Oh, okay. I could be wrong. Maybe
I think she
does
say both.
Get out. She
does
probably
both.
Says both. Okay.
Yeah, yeah. It's if only Seinfeld were played seven times a day and we could find it out somehow.
And then I'm going to give my time to Facebook, which is something that people didn't do enough this week when they were mad at what's his name?
Mark Zuckerberg.
I don't know why the name Mark name? Sounded wrong to me. Mm. But.
Well, you were thinking of the M-A-R-C, and
yes,
it's M-A-R-K.
Exactly. So.
He
it
is a damn ghoul.
Somebody pointed out that it's insane that the Madame Tussauds wax version of him looks more like a living person than actually him. It's pretty funny. Somebody posted a side-by-side picture that's pretty good.
Someone did a side-by-side of him with characters from the Polar Express. That was really funny.
He does look like he lives in
that
the Uncanny
so
Valley.
Funny.
Yeah.
Where's the one? Oh, there's a song called Werewolf Bar Mitzvah.
That's from 30 Rock.
Oh, 30 Rock.
It's so funny.
Okay, yeah,
they
okay.
played that at a bar I was at this weekend.
Oh, shit. Yeah. I love when that happens.
One of my favorite jokes.
There's a lot
Boys becoming men, men becoming wolves.
It's boys becoming men, it's a men perfect becoming joke. Wolves. It's astounding. There's also good lines in that Mr. Show sketch, too.
I don't remember
that. Oh, somebody posted that
Do
on
Do monster
here
parties
too.
Exist?
Okay, like we can listen to that real fast.
It's like an unsolved mysteries type sketch
fun.
About...
Oh, it's 8 minutes.
Yeah, no,
we bloody
there's...
was frightened.
In 1978, there was Monster Disco Ball.
Yeah, he's like a Dr. Demento type guy.
Oh,
but he's called Dr. Retarded.
Goofy Tunes with the Wolfman's Wedding Reception.
I'd be so mad if we accidentally canceled the show. I love it.
Dracula.
Stand by your can.
The Wolfman.
Sold.
The Mummy.
That would be so funny. We just accidentally. Oh, wait.
Yeah.
Well, this is preposterous. Monsters getting together to celebrate? I mean, think about how that sounds. It's ridiculous. I mean,
I don't want to listen to too much Mr. Yeah. Show, or else we're just laughing at their actual funny stuff.
I did drunkenly make my girlfriend listen to Monster Fuck.
Oh,
weekend.
Hell yeah.
It's so great.
That's why I didn't want to listen to Monster Mash,
yeah.
Because it's if you haven't listened to the Monster Fuck, Google it, you'll find
yeah,
it.
It's so funny.
Nick Weiger every year does a very funny thing
Comedy
on
Bang
Comedy
Bang
Bang.
Bang.
We simply must stand.
Yes.
Here's what I want to know. Imagine that scientist that came in the day after have to clean up that after that Monster Mash, huh? Anyway.
No one thinks about the little guy.
Nope.
And it was Igor.
It was Bagel Boss.
That's why he's so mad.
The little guy. Micah Brucey writes, this is a great song about a woman who can only get horny with a monster movie on.
Mm.
And
oh.
It's called The Diamond. It's from The Diamonds. It's
Batman,
called Batman, Wolfman,
Frankenstein, or Dracula. That's on the playlist.
Oh,
yeah.
Perfect.
Ah.
Amazing.
It's the one I was going to play next.
Oh. I've heard this.
Really?
Check this out, Tommy.
I love to take my baby to a movie show.
Alright, so far so good.
So I can try to smooch her while the lights are low.
Yeah, that makes sense.
But she won't curdle to a story of romance. There's
wild.
Only one way I've got a chance.
I'm sure it's a regular thing. Oh no. What?
Frankenstein or Dracula.
Are you sure?
To put her in the mood for love.
That sounds wild.
This lady's a freak.
I'm just going to record my own commentary on this early. Just do a whole album of novelty songs of me being like, what?
Reaction.
It's insane.
The Rumble Mix.
Eat what, weirdo? Eat it?
Pennywise?
Yeah, sax solos, I feel like, fit comfortably
yes.
in the world of Halloween.
I will say Batman doesn't really fit the category.
That's what I was going to say, is there's a different Batman.
Yeah, I think that's what they mean literally a Batman.
But
right. Like,
but then he includes Dracula.
Right.
Well, there's a
True.
Little thing, it's called a rhyme scheme, my friend, and you need to stick to it if you want to make a song in 1951 or something.
Were there
there's
any
two
other
things
mans?
You need. There's two things you need. You need to rhyme, and you need a wacky sex.
Yeah, I guess there isn't another man, is there? Like, there's Wolf. It's really just Wolfman.
There's like
right?
the Invisible Man, but
right,
that's
not even that scary,
right?
Hollow Man's pretty scary.
Wicker Man. Oh, they should have just said Wicker Man.
Yeah.
Probably.
Or the Boogeyman, I guess, Boogeyman. Is up there.
Mothman. Because
the Batman, it's like, that's not scary. They should be singing about Joker.
Yeah. Juana Man.
I want to hear Joaquin Phoenix's Joker reference in this song. What a jam.
All I have are novelty songs.
Let's see.
Should I see Joker? I didn't see it.
I thought it was entertaining.
Yeah, I think it's worth seeing.
Yeah.
I wanted to go around and vandalize all the Joker posters to just say Joe R. But I didn't do it. Probably because, you know who would have though? The Joker.
Joker would have loved to vandalize.
That's the sort of shit he does in the movie. You know, sorry to spoil.
He does do something kind of similar to that.
Really?
Would this be a spoiler? It's like a dumb moment.
Tisher told me there was there's a Rum Rail moment in it, and I can't wait for you to see it. And I didn't know what he meant by that. But I'm going to play.
He talks about toads.
I'm going to play another one like that.
Yeah, I love it.
Okay.
I was into that song. That's a good Halloween jam.
Does anyone make novelty songs anymore?
I think lots of... What?
Does anyone remember laughter?
I think lots of things for kids are like... Baby Shark's kind of like a novelty song.
Yeah, I guess
song.
That's true. But we need adult novelty songs. Where are those at? You know? Bring them back, baby.
So this one's called Screamin' Ball at Dracula Hall by the DuPonts. Here's this one. I mean, right there, a bailing hound. There's a nice low voice for you, Tommy.
Ooh, wow.
I would not be hanging out at Dracula Hall.
No, I'd be, but perfect place for a spooky party, though. You're not throwing that at over the eight.
All right, dude. Up a storm
of fiendish glee. So he's kind of doing like a Bobby Boris Pickett voice,
sure,
a little bit. It seems like there's a time in like that horror, that scary songs thrived back then because monsters were a real threat. Sure. These were the type of things that you were actually afraid of, whereas now we have to worry about the people in the White House.
Right.
We have to worry about...
The White House is the new fucking Dracula.
Yes.
And Trump heard all those boos.
Yeah. And I wouldn't even want to go to a screaming ball there. I wouldn't even open the invite.
The White House correspondent screaming ball.
Now that they've gotten rid of the comedian, they do have a horror show.
I'll try to do one more. This is another one. So this one's kind of like the one that Micah Brucey said, this one, but it's a different. I think this one was on Stranger Things.
Ooh.
But this one's called Spooky Movies. So this is another song about
a girl who loves,
you'll see.
That was a real thing, huh?
But I like how this one starts with like sort of like the money, that's what I want riff, but done by a human mouth. Here, check it out, Tommy.
Okay. I do like this.
I do like this. See, kind of like the last one. Scary. Even scarier.
Oh, shit, that
scary. I'm shook.
So yeah, those are like those ones I feel like are actual like Halloween-y type songs,
right?
You know, like songs made for Halloween. Do you want the aux chord, Tommy?
Sure.
Okay, here we go.
This I'm going to play something I haven't heard yet, just because I was intrigued by it. We recently played on our MC Hammer episode,
yes,
the old Adam's Family. He didn't have
yeah, yeah, that's what. Yeah, it's weird. I feel like we've been talking about Halloween songs. I was going to bring that one up, and then there was one other one that we listened to not that long ago. But anyway,
we've been making the Dead Kennedys proud.
Yes, baby.
So the new Adam's Family, they just came with like a CGI Adam's Family.
Mm-hmm.
And Migos did the Adam's Family.
Wow.
Theme. So this is
oh,
the first
shit.
Time.
Well,
this is
let's,
a premiere.
Let's check this out.
The world premiere.
They just sent it to me.
They're going to love this airplay. They're gonna. They're, hurt, to, they're hurting for
you
it.
You owe us $6,000 if you heard this. This is the new Wu-Tang.
All right, here it is. Classic.
Whoa, sticking, but they did it button. Differently. Whoa.
Ew.
Family, family.
Wow.
I go to war with my family. Ups and downs, wrong or right, this family.
So far, emphasis on family and not really the Adams aspect.
Who am I call my family? We different, we stick out, wig out, bug out, hey. Hop out, go. Ball out, hey. Show out.
I just a party, let's not make a problem. No, why you looking at me like a something silly?
It's imagine being like a really cool popular artist, and then they come to you and you're like, they're like, okay, I know you're like cool and everything,
yeah,
but this is the Addams Family movie and we need you to kind of do the Addams Family
here's
theme.
A bag of money,
right?
Yeah,
like I feel sure. Like they kind of did that because there was like a Grinch movie that came out
right.
Last year, and they're and then somebody
oh,
cool
somebody,
had
what
somebody cool
that?
Had to do You're a Mean One, Mr. Grinch.
I remember
and, like,
that. Who did that?
It's like, I wonder if that's a really weird crossroads that you kind of have to be at as an artist where you gotta...
I gotta say, I'm kind of surprised that Chance the Rapper hasn't done one of these.
Yeah.
It feels like something he would do.
Yeah. Goofy guy.
I'm looking it up to see if Chance has made any. Wait a second. Chance the Rapper's spooky SNL song is 2019's Halloween banger. This is from an SNL sketch.
I mean,
if we can watch
they
it.
Had to, they had to follow up the Tom Hanks one, right?
True. Okay.
What
I,
was that
I found
one?
It. Oh, the David S. Pumpkins?
David
shit?
S. Pumpkins.
That's the best.
I've never seen that.
Are you serious?
I'm like well aware of it, but I've never seen it.
Wow.
Oh, shit.
That's like me, but with The Godfather.
Is that true?
No, I don't know. I think I've maybe seen it.
I just want to say really quickly while we're talking about this kind of stuff.
Yeah.
I went to a haunted house on Long Island.
Brag.
Yes, I know. I got it like that.
Flex.
I will say, and to give someone credit for a great joke, Josh Gondelman, when I told him that, he said, aren't they all?
Wow, so simple and true.
I know. But it was very fun. And the funniest part, though, was, so like half of the scares are on the walk up to the house. That's
yeah.
Kind of the way it's structured.
The journey.
The journey. The real.
Kind of like the memories you make
along the way.
Along
yeah.
The way.
But this group of teenage girls got too scared, so they were being like let out. But it was really funny because Michael Myers, the guy dressed as Michael Myers, was like showing them out. Like, and he was like comforting them.
That's such a bad guy.
That's amazing.
I thought it was such a funny visual.
I got to say that Michael Myers. He's a bad guy. Cue the Billy.
That's been on. All the Spotify Halloween playlists have Billie Eilish on them just because she's like
scary.
A scary
yeah,
girl.
I guess her video, yeah. Hey, all girls are scary to me. I'm a teenage boy this year for Halloween.
Oh, wow.
This is, I don't know what this is going to be because I haven't heard it at all, but this is Spooky Song, SNL, Chance the Rapper.
I was a captain at my ship's wheel.
Okay. You're gonna call out all the cast members.
I didn't want people to think it was James.
Whispers to date.
That's Keenan. But so did the shark.
I was a debutante, the belle of the ball. Men would chase me from
that's
spring
Mikey Day.
To fall. Met a flame that I couldn't handle until my gown met a candle.
Okay, the third person's coming up, and I bet the game
we
will be revealed.
We can skit me. Happy Halloween.
That was Shane Gillis.
They let him on for one sketch.
Yeah, I was wondering the same. That was it?
Okay, this is going to be a 4 minute long sketch. Yeah. So I'm gonna, you watch it. It seems like
so far
like
what
it.
We've gathered from what Tom has played is that you got to check out this thing called sketch comedy. All right, it's not quite stand up. It's not quite improv. It's the creamy center where the two meet.
I want to point out I didn't want to play the Mr.
I know.
Show
I'm just thing. Kidding. I just had to jump in. I'm sorry. You know it's Halloween. It. The scamps are out.
That was set up.
That was my version of a flaming bag of dog shit on
you. Did you ever do anything like ever to anger or anything like that?
No, no. Honestly, no, I didn't. And I kind of feel
I think
like
I ding-dong ditched one year. Mm. I feel like that happened.
Oh, really?
Did you do that?
I never TP'd. No, I don't think I took Halloween very seriously.
Ah,
I would
explain,
go in. I had
please.
A character that I would play.
Whoa.
And it was me trying to get it. I was hoping to be discovered, I think, the Halloween trail. We got in trouble for, we would trick or treat in a rich neighborhood. Like, uh-huh. I have one family member who is much better off than the rest of us.
Gotcha.
So we would go to his neighborhood and trick or treat. And this, there was one family who we just kept ringing the doorbell. We didn't understand. We were kids. And we were on our own. And they had the lights off. And we didn't take the hint. We were just like, that's the spookiest house of all. They came out and just screamed at us. This lady was like, don't you know what our fucking lights off mean? You've ruined our evening.
Whoa.
We have to be up for work early tomorrow.
Oh, my God.
It was brutal.
And it was probably like 5 p.m.
It was probably like 8. I know it was lights. It was dark.
It was in the
it was also it was also it was 8 a.m. It was also on October 27th.
Canadian Halloween.
So we're talking like full size candy bars in this rich
there was
neighborhood?
Some full size. Yeah, baby.
That was like mythical. I feel like where I like grew up. Not that it was like, you know, but I just like no one. It was you know you got your fun size and you moved along.
There was a house in my neighborhood that would do king size candy bars, and they would just leave them in like a big tub.
This is crazy.
With, like,
oh
a, please
my
take
gosh.
One. Like
what?
Yeah.
Like Scout's honor kind of thing. Like, and I can't believe they did that.
That's crazy. I think that. That's a good move, though, because you're like, well, I did it.
You don't have to
nobody's
talk to
mad at me. Yeah, you don't have to have the doorbell going off every 5 seconds.
There's a set dollar amount on it, too.
Yes.
It's
yes.
Like, okay, I spent this much on the candy. I'm not.
I always wanted to live in a place, though, where people did come to. Because, like, here, we live in a building.
No one
it's not like anybody's
right,
going to
yeah.
do it. And nobody has kids here, either. So it's like. It's a weird thing. But I always wanted to live in a place where kids would come and I would give them candy.
Yeah.
You know? Mm-hmm. And they would do that when I lived with Tommy. They would come up to his bedroom and do it and disappear for hours at a time. But that was different.
He was reading them a story.
It's called The Miranda Rights. I was arresting these children for trespassing.
All right. Ben Kim sent a song that I'm just curious about. Because it says it's called Hot Blood, and it's from Soul Dracula.
Oh, I've heard this before.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's like a disco song. Wait,
well, this
I
is
think
mad.
So. Okay, I was like, wait, maybe it's not. But yeah, I think it's a disco song.
Mm-hmm. Oh, shit.
Yes.
Funky.
Old synths sort of have a spooky,
yeah, for
spooky
sure.
aspect to it. I think there's so many cheesy slasher flicks that probably scored it. That's what they teach
I
you
like
in music
this.
School. Yeah, this is a.
This is a Halloween banger. I feel like if you put this on your playlist, if you were making a Halloween playlist party, this would people would be impressed. Oh, hell yeah.
And they just keep saying Soul Dracula.
I love it. I love how he says Dracula. Like Dracula.
This is total draxploitation.
No Dracula.
goes that, to search Twitter and see if anyone said Drexploitation yet.
I think you're probably safe, man. you guys want to do one more round and then wrap this bad boy up? There's a lot of Facebook comments, so I want to... People got way into this on Facebook. I was did not expect so much. But Teresa Lee comes in with the hot take, Monster Mash is trash.
Whoa.
Monster
that
Mash
is a bold statement.
Extremely bold.
Alex Schubert writes, you know the song I Put a Spell on You by Screamin' Jay Hawkins? If anyone in modern history needs a vasectomy, it was that guy.
Wow.
If you don't believe me, ask any of his, and I'm not exaggerating this number, 75 kids.
He does,
wow.
Yeah.
That is crazy.
Jalacy Hawkins, for sure.
Damn.
I'd be screaming, too.
Cheaper by the 75.
Well, should we do like so? Something we haven't talked about is there are bands. There are just scary bands
right
out there. Like I said, like you know, like the Misfits or the Cramps or Gwar or something.
Right,
Slipknot's very
where
scary.
Slipknot they, scares me.
Yeah,
very much. I'm hesitant to bring this up, but I was very scared of the band AC/DC as a kid.
Okay,
because they're wearing devil horns and stuff
on
the album cover.
Highway to Hell.
Highway to Hell. He said, my stepdad showed me them and told me that they were devil worshippers.
Oh.
And he goes, and he loved them. And he was like, yeah, AC/DC stands for Antichrist Devil Child, which I don't even know if that's true.
Mm.
I think they just took it from the battery.
They did. Yeah. I'm pretty sure they did. But then they were able to like make this double meaning. But there were some songs that truly scared the shit out of me as a kid. And it made me not like them. And then they're in so many movie soundtracks where they're fun.
Yeah.
And then you're like, oh, I guess I like this. But yeah, it's... There's some just scary bands.
Have you guys ever seen Maximum Overdrive?
Yes.
I have not.
They score that.
I think that might be the first introduction I had to them,
yeah,
and
yeah,
that's why it also scared me.
Don't see it. It's bad.
Oh, really?
We should watch it.
Think it's fun bad, and me and Nick Nanny watch it, and we were like, this is just bad. This sucks because this is bad, bad.
That's
and
the worst.
You
thing.
Got yeah. that. You got that cool like truck with the Green Goblin on
right.
on it, and it's just not good.
Brutal.
Okay, so I'm gonna do. I was gonna play a Misfits song, but everybody knows Misfits is spooky. So this is a spooky song by the Specials.
Ah,
you know the
without
Specials.
Without Bette Davis.
Oh my god. It's called Ghost Town.
Sounds scary.
It should be playing.
Oh, there we go. This is
scary.
It sounds like Mario Castle music.
I thought it was Luigi's Haunted Mansion.
There is.
Oh, there's also a Mario.
But also when you go into castles, it's always scary in Mario. Oh.
Kind of tense.
Yeah, yeah. We covered it. Somebody wrote, hopefully you'll be addressing Gwar. And we
well,
did.
Look at that.
Dear Gwar.
Hope you're well.
I saw,
of course you're not.
That's my favorite Broadway play right now is Dear Gwar.
Dear Gwar.
This place.
It's all the Gwar.
Are you there, Gwar? Me. Tom and Tommy.
This is a little crunchy.
It's, yeah.
Yeah. Something jam band fans use.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. And I've always
and what's it mean?
I think it's
does it come
groove.
From granola?
Yes.
Okay.
We're all about keeping it crispy on this show.
Oh,
so.
Wow.
You understand? It's scary.
It's music meant to inspire horror.
Instead of crashing, it's mashing about the monster.
Oh,
about the monster
amazing.
Mash, I'm sorry.
Amazing. God damn it. Boy, I would not let Frankenstein stay with me.
These monsters got passed at the cellar pretty quick.
It's where they live. You're not going to let them up.
I didn't even think that.
It's that or the attic. Tommy,
oh,
you want this aux cord? Or should I say axe chord?
Oh, this is getting too scary.
I want to play, since Bobby Boris Pickett, I won't play Monster Mash because obviously everyone will hear that
yeah.
75 times, but I want to play Monster Rap.
Yes, mm.
I've never actually listened to these.
This one is very similar to the Monster Mash,
yeah,
as are all of the songs I think that he created for Halloween.
My friend Connor Sullivan wrote movie about Monster Mash that he's like had readings done of, or about Bobby Worse Pickens' life. Apparently, it's like a very sad,
Life. Yeah. His Wikipedia is pretty brutal.
Yeah, but it's even worse for whoever the Salieri is to his Mozart. You know,
that is so funny.
I wish we could find that guy.
Okay, so this is weird. There's only three choices for Monster Rap, and there's Club Mix, Dub Instrumental, which we will not be listening to.
No.
And Radio Edit. So I think that's our best shot at something good. We won't get to hear all the fucks that are in there.
Yeah, I wonder what the...
It is so funny that they were like, all right, take it easy, Pickett.
Yeah. Oh, nice.
Hell yeah.
Whoa, the exact beat to...
Yeah.
Okay, this is already scarier than the last one.
This is pretty fucked up.
Still working in the lab late these
days.
My eyes grown used to eerie sights. I created a monster who could dance and walk, but I couldn't teach him how to talk. My faithful assistant that
it's weird. He's basically rapping in the first song too. In Monster Mash, he's
yeah, exactly.
Still,
this is the
like,
same thing. It's just
singing.
That there's a beat. Yeah,
yeah. Yeah. He's kind of. Maybe he was the first.
Shock the body, body.
Shock the body,
body, shock.
Was this before or after Shock the Monkey? That's my question.
Yes, master.
Ooh.
Bring me some vocal cords. He's been rapping.
How old do you think he was at this point, too?
Yeah, 84.
We didn't listen to the skeleton fight, right?
No. Still hanging with Igor after all these years. I find this so much more palatable than the Monster Mash just because I haven't heard it a billion times.
Yeah, that's
like,
true.
Because it's new to me, I'm like, this is
better. I kind of like it, yeah.
Yeah.
That's
might
a good
not
point.
Be, but it might not be better, but I would rather listen to this than
right.
than if someone put on the Monster Mash.
For sure.
And I'm a guy who loves the Monster Mash.
God, somebody's got to make mashing. That is, I love that so much.
I mean, yeah, if it wasn't, I feel like that's
we needed one more
SNL
season.
Thing.
Yeah,
if like
yeah.
if if they didn't make that Grouch Joker
yeah,
thing,
yeah.
they would have done,
which was
they would have done mashing.
Yeah. And Dan Licata,
Dan
guest was in
that. Yeah.
Oh hell yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
He did my least favorite song. He brought up my least favorite song that has ever been played on this podcast.
What's that?
The spoken word track, Family
yes.
Man by Henry Rollins.
Oh.
I think it's the worst thing I've ever had to listen to.
Did he?
It's
so
horrifying.
He did Henry Rollins.
He was doing
Black
Slash Black
okay.
Flag. Because
there's
yeah.
some bad Black Flag.
Yeah. Yeah, baby. All right. So I think we're good to wrap this bad
yeah.
boy up.
Just
fun.
Like a mummy. I said that before,
yeah,
but it wasn't into the microphone.
I love it.
Oh, my
oh,
God.
Shit. Jesus. Turn off the podcast.
Yeah, that was scary.
That was pretty yeah. crazy. Yeah. It, by the way, listeners, I want you to know, if you don't think we're being funny on the show, we say most of the funny stuff off mic. So, just know that. Have you ever had any criticism of how funny we are?
I'm going to say that the next set I do.
Imagine the shit we're not saying.
Okay, you guys aren't laughing right now, but just so you know, I might go to the back and talk to the other comedians, and they're going to be falling on the floor laughing.
And I'm not even going to tell you guys the sort of fucked up, whacked out shit that I'm going to be saying.
Enjoy your free comedy show and karaoke afterwards.
Yeah, just shows you. And next week, you'll definitely show up a little later.
100%. That's the myth of that making it a good show, that there's karaoke after. People who want attention are always the best audience members.
Jesus
oh, my
Christ.
God. These cats, we got to stop.
They're rascals. All right.
Joe, what do you got to plug?
Yes,
Joe.
Oh, man. Truly nothing.
Ooh.
Yeah, just ended doing the weekly show. Not doing Future Forms of Meatball Mondays for the Boy. Foreseeable future.
Got
various back of the bar shows. Me and Sam Taggart are gonna go to Philadelphia
in
late November.
Yeah,
do
oh, yeah.
long sets at Good Good.
That'd
like,
be so fun.
I think November 24th. So if you have any Philly listeners, they should come to that.
Oh,
it's gonna be even come if you saw the last time me and Sam were there respectively, because we're gonna do new. We're not gonna do the old
I
stuff.
Love
we're
it.
Gonna
oh,
do
yeah.
new stuff just for Philly. It's gonna be great.
Amazing.
You should watch, listeners, watch Joe Rumrell's episode of Chris Gethard Presents, which is on YouTube. It was very funny. I was there.
With and Tommy very graciously helped us do a thing that was going to be longer and... The thing about live TV is you only have an hour to do it, and you have to time it out. And we had to do a marathon ending bit in what should have been 10 minutes. We had to do it in like 4.
Yeah. But it was such a funny show.
Wow,
so I was happy
thank
I was
you.
There.
Yeah. Thanks, man.
Sorry to plug it again. My half hour is on Friday, so check that out. 11 p.m.
Deja vu.
And as I've said before, you have to keep wearing your costume from October 31st on November 1st to watch it.
That's true. Yes. Keep it on. It only makes sense in that context. I knew my release date, and they told me it was the 31st. I did it very specific to Halloween.
And if you haven't gone to Times Square, go to Times Square so you can see Tom's lovely mug.
Yes,
next to the M&M store.
Stand next to the Lion King display. Give it some time. You might not see it immediately, but it'll get
And
up
check
there.
Out the Lion King.
Yes,
what a
wonderful the music, the spectacle.
It'll take you to a fantastical land,
which will get you prepped for Tom Takkar's
exactly.
half hour.
Yes,
November 5th, me and Luke Munoz are doing our show one last time for the New York Comedy Festival, and it will be very fun. We got Chris Gethard, Megan Gailey, Aparna Nancherla, and Joe Firestone. It'll be a great show.
Yeah,
wow,
baby.
That's a powerhouse of a lineup.
I'm excited.
That is great.
So come to that free show.
Come to that, and then again, we'll be in Chicago doing a live Stand By Your Band at the Lincoln Lodge the Wednesday before Thanksgiving. I believe that's the 26th. Sixth or something like that.
Wow.
And then we'll be in Bloomington for 2 days at the Comedy Attic. We might be in Cincinnati too right after that. We probably will be. And check out the Sultan Room show. That's November 19th. We have Roy Wood Jr. and more. All right. Thanks everybody for listening.
Happy
Get on the
Halloween.
Halloween. Keep it crispy. Bye.